This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Osama, you're in next. You need to unmute yourself.
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, I'll go quickly here, as I know you guys have stipulated 2 minutes, which we did not do on our stream. But in any case, Muhammadi Begum, they were families of the Promised Messiah of Islam, and they were staunch opponents of Islam and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to curse the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. In any case, this was a prophecy to help have them repent and come back to Islam and to come back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the Prophet Messiah of Islam himself said, in the prophecy says, لَا أُهْلِكُمْ دُفْعَةً وَاحِدًا بَلْ قَلِيلًا قَلِيلًا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ وَيَكُونُونَ مِنَ التَّوَّابِينَ, that I will not humiliate them or strike them in one strike, but rather gradually, so that they may return and become of those who repent. So clearly, repentance is part of this prophecy. So let's go to that real quick. Mirza Ahmad Beg, who is the father of Muhammadi Begum, did not marry the Muhammadi Begum to the Promised Messiah, as is clear. He married it to Mirza Sultan on April of 1892. He died 5 months later, and everyone in the family, or the family, repented, especially Mirza Sultan Ahmad, who was the husband of Muhammadi Begum. Now, it's very clear that he repented, because later on, he writes in Al-Fazl, in our newspapers, he said, I have received your request. I am grateful that you remember me. I consider the late respected Mirza Sahib, and I still do, to be a holy man, a servant of Islam, of noble character and devout. Then he also writes that the state of my heart can be determined by the fact that at the time of his prophecy, of this prophecy...
Is Al-Fazl, sorry, just to understand, is Al-Fazl a Qadiani newspaper?
Yes. Can I just give me 1 second? The state of my heart, he writes, Mirza Sultan Ahmad, who is the individual, the one who married Muhammadi Begum, he says, the state of my heart can be determined by the fact that at the time of this prophecy, the Aryas and the Christians wished to hand me 100,000 rupees so that I would issue a statement against Mirza Sahib. Had I taken that money, I could have become a rich man. But it was that very faith and belief which prohibited me from this act. So it's clear that Mirza Sultan Ahmad realized that this prophecy had become true and he had repented. Now, moreover, how is this clear? It says, it's clear from the evidence that my wife, and I'll tell you, the individuals that who accepted from the Ahmadiyya from the family of Muhammadi Begum. Number one, the wife of Mirza Ahmad Beg, who is the mother of Muhammadi Begum, she accepted Ahmadiyya. She accepted Mirza Ghulam Ahmad al-Islam. Why would the mother accept? Secondly, there's the sister of Muhammadi Begum, Inayat Begum, who also accepted. There's the grandson of Mirza Ahmad Beg who accepted.
Okay, your time is up, Osama.
There's just one last thing. Just one last thing, Hashim Bhai. I think Razi Bhai had mentioned this as well, that these have mashrut. They are shurut. This is tafsir by Dawi. Bi anna wa'id al-fusaqi mashrutun bi'adm al-afl. Right? So there is shara'it. There are about shara'it. And this was clear from earlier that he did not, la uhlikum duf'atan wahida bal qaleelan qaleelan la'allahum yarji'un. That the whole goal of this prophecy was to have these people return to Islam, return to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they used to be atheists now, and they used to curse the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Okay, Imtiaz Bhai, go ahead.
Okay, so inshallah, just to make it simple for the people, whatever he said that, you know, the family of Muhammadi Begum accepted, it's all red herring. It's nothing to do with our prophecy. Our point is this. Now, please listen the point, brother, carefully. So the gist of the point he made and all the Jamaat makes, that after the death of father, because Sultan Beg, Ahmad Beg, the father of the girl, Muhammadi Begum, he died 6 months after the marriage. Okay, this thing happened. Even though I don't want to go on that tangent, that it still did not fulfill the prophecy. Okay, anybody has to die. The prophecy was the son will die first and the father will die after. This was the prophecy. Just death is not a prophecy for anybody. Anybody has to die anyways. And I have the reference that when Mirza was making this prophecy, he knew that Ahmad Beg was very sick. He was almost choking. He knew that he is sick. He will die in 3 years. I can produce the evidence on this one, but that's not the topic. The topic is this. If they have repented, because Ahmadi claims that after the death of Ahmad Beg, which was just 6 months, which means around 1892, okay, this family has repented and they have done their tawbah. And because of their repentance and because of their tawbah, the everything was cancelled. Is it the claim of Usama, just to clarify before I answer?
Usama, yes, what? Yes, it was. Yeah, okay. They had repented so that there was mashrut, the shurut had been met, and so the prophecy was fulfilled.
When were the shurut met? Please say that. When, in which year? Osama.
As soon as the father of Muhammad Begum died, right? Mirza Sultan, the husband of Muhammad Begum died. He repented.
Okay. Now look at this one. Let me give you a very simple way to disprove this. I'm going to give you the reference that Mirza up till 1905, think we're talking almost 17 years after, almost. He is still saying that I am going to marry Muhammadi Begum, number one. He said that this is Takdeer-e-Mubram. It's the destiny. It's not Takdeer-e-Mu'allaq. And please pay attention. Then he explains that Takdeer-e-Mubram cannot be changed. He said this part of the prophecy is Takdeer-e-Mubram. It cannot be changed, number one. Number two, he said these are the kalimat of Allah. These are the words of Allah. If these words will change, then the kalam of Allah will become batil, falsehood. I will give you all of these references. My brother, if family has already repented and everything has already been cancelled in 1892, why Mirza Sahib is preaching all of that up till 1905? Give me the answer.
And also, I have another question. I want to add something very quickly. If Sultan Muhammad has repented, why did he not divorce Muhammadi Begum? And why is Mirza still lusting after Muhammadi Begum in 1905? The question is very valid. If this is true, and Osama, it is true, that up to 1905, Mirza is still lusting after Muhammadi Begum, why did Sultan Muhammad not divorce her and let her marry this noble saint, as you claim that Sultan Muhammad had these views about Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani? Over to you.
Okay, sorry. 1 second. Listen, I just need the 1905 reference, please. Can we get that?
Okay, no worries. Give me 1 second. I'll give you the reference.
Put it up on the screen. Put it up on the screen, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Mubram,
and
the Mubram is only if he goes against the repentance. The Mubram is always if Sultan Muhammad rejects him.
You know the conditions of repentance. He clearly repented, as you claim. He repented. Repentance has conditions. Number one, you stop the action. Number two, you don't. Number one, you are ashamed of your action. Number two, you stop it. Number three, you don't go back to it. So repentance for what? Marrying a Muslim woman? A Muslim man getting married to a Muslim woman, okay, against the threats of a so-called prophet? If they actually believed in his prophecies and his prophethood, they would never dare get married to each other. So now after the father died, you're claiming he repented. So that repentance should have constituted the marriage of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. And we have shown already that Mirza was so desperate to get this done, that he was threatening his son, he was threatening his daughter-in-law, he was threatening the mother of his daughter-in-law, the father of his daughter-in-law. He was threatening the father of the girl. He used anything at his means to get this done, but it never happened.
Okay, can I speak?
Okay.
Can I go? Okay, look, I think we're going to go back and forth. It's going to be really, you know, get this word, that annoying word, this year, that year. But the Amr al-Waqi', right? What's the Waqi'? What happened? The family of Muhammadi Begum accepted. And I'll tell you, my wife, her extended family are descendants of Muhammadi Begum themselves. So why would they accept Mirza Ghulam Ahmad?
How is this an argument?
And by the way,
okay, Mirza Ghulam, wait. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani's own son did not believe in him. He didn't pray janaza.
Muhammad, the Sultan, he did believe in him.
Why did Mirza not pray janaza?
He did believe in him afterwards. Listen though.
I'm asking you a question. Why did Mirza not pray janaza?
No, listen to me.
Usama, listen, just one let's second. Come on the topic.
Okay,
listen. Please, Osama, note down all the references, okay? And then you can check every single one of them. The reference which is for 1905, it is Al-Hakam, which is the literature of the Jamaat, authentic literature, 30th June 1905, and I have the original scan of this paper. Al Hakam.
Can you put it up? You put it up?
Yes.
Please. We're going to show it to you.
Yes, no problem.
And there goes your repentance claim. So if Mirza is still lusting after Muhammadi Begum in 1905, where's the repentance in this?
Can you see the screen, brothers?
Yeah.
Hashim. There you go.
You need to zoom in.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes. 1905. There you go.
Yes.
مسمات محمدی کو دوسرا شخص نکاح کر کے لے گیا اور وہ دوسری جگہ بیاہی گئی الجواب وہی الہی میں میں یہ نہیں تھا کہ دوسری جگہ بیاہی نہیں جائے گی بلکہ یہ تھا کہ ضرور ہے کہ اول دوسری جگہ بیاہی جائے سو یہ ایک پیشگوئی کا حصہ تھا کہ دوسری جگہ بیاہی جانے سے پورا ہوا اعلام الہی کے یہ لفظ سیکفی کا فسيكفيكهم الله ويردها
ويردها إليك
إليك يعني خدا تیرے ان مخالفوں کا مقابلہ کرے گا اور وہ جو دوسری جگہ بیائی جائے گی خدا پھر اس کو تیری طرف لائے گا جاننا چاہیے کہ رد کے معنی عربی زبان میں یہ ہے کہ ایک چیز ایک جگہ ہے اور وہاں سے چلی جاوے اور پھر واپس لائی جاوے بس چونکہ ہمارے
اقاربہ میں سے
چونکہ محمدی ہمارے اقاربہ میں سے بلکہ قریب خاندان میں سے تھی یعنی میرے چچا زاد ہمشیرہ کی لڑکی تھی اور دوسری طرف سے قریب رشتہ میں مامو زاد بھائی کی لڑکی تھی یعنی احمد بیگ کی بس اس صورت میں رد کے معنی اس پر مطابق آئے کہ وہ پہلے ہمارے پاس تھی اور پھر وہ چلی گئی اور قصبہ پٹی میں بہائی گئی اور وعدہ یہ کہ پھر
نکاح کے تعلق سے واپس آئے گی
سو ایسا ہی ہوگا. Okay, so Mirza صاحب in 1905 is saying that Muhammadi Begum will physically come back to him. She has physically left the family. She will come back to me and my enemies will be disgraced, i.e. Sultan Muhammad, who married her. So where's the repentance?
Okay, can I talk?
This is a lie made up by the Ahmadi Jamaat to save Mirza from rebuke and ridicule.
Okay, can I go now? Listen, Usama bhai, please,
before you come, just one request. Allow me to say something. Okay. Guess what?
We've been talking now for 6 hours, bro. Give me 2 minutes.
No. It's your time. I'll give you 10, no problem. Do you need the reference from 1907 as well? I have that one as well.
Yeah, put it up. Put it up, please. Put it up. This is history in the making. We're not sitting here while for 7 hours up, while just to have chats.
While he pulls it up, can I speak?
Yeah, you can speak while he posts it. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So this is all conditional. It's all conditional. Are you guys are repeating these quotes and reading them in Urdu?
The condition was
if any of them, if they repent, then the prophecy will be fulfilled. And Mirza Sultan repented because your own ulama tried to bribe him to issue a statement against Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salam. But the individual realized that the prophecy had been fulfilled when the father-in-law had been killed within 5 months of the prophecy. It had been fulfilled. It was mubram. It was conditional. And the conditions were met. They repented. They stopped doing tawheen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they repented, then there was no need to do the nikah. The nikah was done. It's completed. There was no need. The individual, the family as a whole, as a unit, repented. That's why the mother of Muhammadi Begum, the son of Muhammadi Begum, they both accepted Islam Ahmadiyya and Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salam. And I can tell you from personal shahada,
that my wife's extended family are, some of them are descendants of Muhammadi Begum
themselves.
You're repeating
yourself. Stop
so
him.
It tells
Stop
this
him.
Is...
Hashim, he's repeating Adnan, himself.
Adnan, please allow me.
Yes.
Adnan, please allow me to
yes.
say something,
yes.
please.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, now, brothers and sisters in humanity, Ahmadi community, please pay attention. It is being said that after the death of Ahmad Beg, the family repented. Now, because I wanted to go one by one. Listen, everybody carefully. I have the reference ready. Mirza Sahib said that the repentance is that what this person is doing, whatever his fault is, he basically comes back to Allah and leaves that thing. And I have the reference that this is what is meant by Tawbah or Ruju. And we all know this anyways. Now, I have the second reference. Please pay attention, Adnan Bhai. I have a second reference. Mirza Sahib has clearly said that the fault or sin of Sultan Ahmad is that he married to Muhammadi Begum despite we giving him all of these prophecies. So this was the fault or the sin. So the ruju from this sin is he must divorce Muhammadi Begum, only then it can be repentance. Now, I can give you both references. Number one, according to Mirza, repentance means leave that thing and come back. Number two, according to Mirza, the sin or the fault of Sultan Ahmad is he married to Muhammadi Begum. How can you say he repented? Point number one, please listen very carefully. Point number two, brother, please use your mind, all my brothers. If the family has already repented in 1892-93 and Mirza is saying the same thing in 1907, does it make any sense to you? Think about
it. Makes sense
point.
To the Ahmadis. It makes sense to the Ahmadis. It makes sense. Very. It makes a lot of sense to the Ahmadis. Okay.
Now, Osama,
now
please,
again, the
Osama,
story,
please address
the story
this point.
Of
Osama, please address this point. Osama, address this point that if the number one, prove to us, because the repentance means that whatever sin you're committing, you have to abandon that. Okay.
Can you put on 1907 reference? 1907
yes,
reference. Can
I put already?
Put
yes, see, already there. Yeah. And second
Hashim,
point
put
is,
it up, please.
And second point, very important point. As long as Mirza was alive, he kept saying this, that I will marry Muhammadi Begum. But obviously we all know, in 1908, he died. He did not marry. And that is very important point. And guess what? I have a complete list of references. Please pay attention, everybody. Mirza Sahib said, if family will repent, the only thing that can happen is delay. Takhir ho sakti hai. But he said that this prophecy cannot be cancelled. Why? He said that if it is cancelled, the kalam of Allah becomes batil and the kalimat of Allah will be changed and takdeer-e-mubram will be changed. I can give you, Osama, please listen. I have, Mirza Sahib said, if as a result of repentance, the only thing that can happen is a delay, not cancellation.
Can I speak
over
now?
Over to you, Osama.
Okay.
Yes.
So again, this is very clear. Even at the life of the promised Messiah, Islam, this was brought up. He said that if you think that this prophecy was not fulfilled, then have Sultan issue a statement against me. Right, and that's what your ulama tried to do at that time. They had to try to bribe him to make a statement against Mirza Ghulam Ahmad al-Islam.
Brother Osama.
And it was only mubram if he goes against the repentance. How would Mirza Ghulam Ahmad al-Islam know if he was going to repent exactly or not? How would he know that? He could take back the stance of repentance as well.
Brother Osama issued a statement to him
and said, "Look, all you have to do is issue a statement saying that I'm a liar."
Mirza was saying that Muhammadi Begum will get married to him.
It was Masrut. It was Masrut.
No, they were. Where's the shart? The shart
is if they repent.
They repented.
It's so clear. The repentance is clear from the fact that the repentance is clear. The repentance is clear by Mirza Sultan not issuing a statement even at the behest of getting $100,000.
He was offered
100,000 rupees and said that he would not issue a statement. Why would he not do it?
Where is the evidence of that?
We have it. We'll give it to you.
Wait, Al-Fazl. Al-Fazl, right?
Sure.
Al-Fazl?
No, right? your own ulama bribed him, but he wouldn't repent. He wouldn't write a statement.
Show us the reference. Let's see the reference. Let's see the reference.
One second.
Can you put up 1907? 1907. Have you got the reference for 1907?
Sorry, my sir. Yeah. I put it. No problem. Yes.
Okay, Osama. You have reference?
It's from Al-Fazl.
Okay, Al-Fazl is a Qadiani newspaper. Why would we trust the Dajjal's newspaper defending the Dajjal? Tell me.
Adnan bhai.
Okay, if it was an independent, we are using Mirza's own writings to show you that he is the Dajjal. He's a liar. Okay, you're gonna bring a Qadiani source to me, claiming that money was offered to Sultan Muhammad to write or make a statement against Mirza, and you want us to believe it. Bring an impartial source, bring an independent source. That's when you claim from your ulama, I ask you for the source. You don't have it. So, call batil. We call it call batil, okay? We don't accept it. This is a false claim. Do you have 1907 reference?
Listen, why would her own family accept Mirza Ghulam Muhammad al-Islam?
Just like his own son and many of his relatives did not accept him, rejected him as a kafir, as a disbeliever. Many of his relatives, Mirzas, Begs, okay, Mughals, many of his close relatives did not accept him. They called him a kafir. Now what?
This was
there goes your
close.
Argument.
There goes your
argument. The point of contention here is,
and they all died without progeny. The progeny was not.
This is a red herring. So let's move on from here.
Red herring, please. Very important point, which can solve
the people who rejected the promised Messiah, that's not from his family. Their progeny did not proceed.
Yeah, you're just repeating yourself, Osama. We have. It's a red herring, nothing to do with the prophecy here.
Osama, please allow me to finish. Please.
No, he's bringing it up.
Please allow me to complete, Osama. Okay. My brother Osama, please pay attention to this one. You are saying after the death of Ahmed Bey, family repented. I know all of those references. I know all of, and guess what? Every single letter is with me right now. But I want to stick on the topic. The topic is this. Please pay attention. This is a question. Family has repented in 1892 around 93 after the death of Ahmed Bey. Fine. Okay. And because of that, look, when family has repented, it means that now no punishment will come on Sultan Beg, which means he will not die, number one. Number two, now Ahmadi Begum can never be a widow. As a result, Mohammadi Begum. And she will never marry to Mirza Sahib. This was known to Mirza Sahib when in 1893. My question you're not addressing. Up till 1907, Mirza is saying that she will marry with me. Please address this point.
Again, these were all Mashrut, right? These were all Mashrut. you guys, we're going back and forth. You cannot say.
We're going to have to. We're going to have to run away from this now. Again, we're going to have to run away. Tonight, we've been running away.
We have been running
away from Qadianis.
You've been tonight, running a lot, man. One final point. You cannot say that as long as the promised Messiah Islam was alive, that he could go against and make a statement, right? That they were, the ulama at that time, they were silent. You guys are bringing this up like 120 years later. They were silent about this prophecy. They were going to Mirza Sultan trying to beg him to issue a statement. They were trying to bribe him, giving him money.
Brother,
but he wouldn't do it.
Don't raise things
on top of that,
that
the
we have
shahada...
already responded to. You're repeating yourself. Okay, stop it now. Stop it now. We're going to have to be... Okay,
just
so,
a point. Just
yeah, shall we bring...
This one, inshallah, brother. And the brother Osama, please listen to this point, brother, carefully. You are not willing to see this point right now. I can understand that. But my request to you is, once you go home, please sit down and think about this point. Number one, Sultan Beg did not repent because his fault, his sin was he married with Muhammadi Begum. And the repentance would be leave her, divorce her. So there's no repentance, number one. Number two, If you are trying to say that, you know, it was all conditional, etc., etc., you are missing the point. In 1907, as you know, volume 22 of Ruhani Khazain, which is the last book in that, is Kitabul Wahi. Okay, this is the last writing of Mirza. In this last writing, Mirza Sahib is saying it's only delayed. It is only delayed. Why? He says because they repented, and he was very consistent in saying this, that because of their repentance, it can only be delayed, but it has to happen. If it will not happen, the kalimat of Allah will change, the kalam of Allah will become. But I have all of these references with me right now. So, brother, please think about this.
Okay, can I just say one thing?
The family has
Osama, one second. We're running away. Osama, we're running away. Wait, just stop. We're going to bring something else for you. One second. Okay, go ahead.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Just very simple, right? Like, your ulama at that time couldn't convince Mirza Sultan to come up with a statement, right?
You're quoting Al-Fazl, which is a Qadiani source. We do not
their
take
own family
it. We don't
accept
it.
His own family, Mirza Sultan, Muhammad Ibn,
His own son did not accept him. His own son did not accept him.
Again, these are red herrings. Guys, come on, let's move on from this. We've been through this already.
Again, stop this. Mute him. Sorry, Imtiaz Bhai. We have to move on very quickly. Abdullah Atam, next one. Abdullah Atam, very quickly, we'll deal with it and finish it. Okay, Abdullah Atam, go ahead. Abdullah,
do you want to read the case first and then we can discuss?
Shall I read the case?
Yes, please. But be very brief, inshallah, you know, because it's almost 7 hours.
Yeah. Okay, if you don't want to do Abdullah Atam, then we just leave it. And I think
I would say that Abdullah Atam, Lake Ram, earthquake, and crown or plague.
Okay? Yeah, we can do perhaps next time. It's been like nearly 7 hours.
I've
promised the Muslims as well, they can join in. So yeah, inshallah, we'll have to make time for them. Okay, go ahead, Osama.
The prophecy about Abdullah Atam is Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. He made another prophecy that Abdullah Atam will die on a certain date. And Abdullah Atam died 2 years after that predicted date. Okay. So and amazingly, whole of Qadian was made.
So this is a Christian missionary, Abdullah Atam.
Christian missionary. Okay. When Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani was debating him, he made a prophecy that Abdullah Atam will die on a certain date. Okay. And I don't remember the date. I can actually read it very quickly so that this remains. You know, this stream is very long, I know, but it becomes part of it. It's recorded so people can go and watch it later on.
Can I just say one thing, Adnan, before you read? My request to you is, because if we will touch it now, we won't be able to give it its due right. My request, as Hashim brother said, that we can, there are four very important prophecies, one about earthquake, one about the plague, one about Lake Ram, one about Abdullah Atam. Whenever, inshallah, you guys like, we can do a stream.
Let's do them in the next stream. Let's do them in the next stream. Hashim, agreed?
Okay, can I just say one thing?
Okay, let Osama say their concluding remarks.
Shukran. Hashim, thank you so much for allowing me. Just give me like 10 seconds. Again, you know, these prophecies that you guys are focusing on, they're like few and far between. You're taking the muhkam prophecies that, you know, are very clear. You guys are running away from those. And then the mutashabihat that could have some doubt in them, you guys are going towards them, unfortunately. Again, we go back. Where are the aqa'id? Why are you like running away from the Quran and Hadith? Let's discuss the Quran and Hadith. This is so simple. It's so like let the Quran be the judge between us. Rabbana iftah baynana wa bayna qawmina bilhaq. Like let the Allah be the judge and his book be the judge. And of course, you guys don't want to discuss, you know, the aqa'id, and you want to run towards these things.
Okay,
which
thank
actually
you very
are
much.
Like,
thank nadir. You. I will quickly respond. I'll quickly respond why we're running Quran and Hadith. I will respond. We are running from the Quran and Hadith is because we don't need the Quran and Hadith to dismantle Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani's false claim to prophethood, because his own writings condemn him, his own writings. And that's why the Ahmadi Jamaat will not indulge in these topics. You will keep crying, victim. You will keep crying. You don't let us talk. You don't give us time. You will keep saying, oh, you don't debate Aqeedah. You don't debate Wafatul Masih. You don't debate Khatmun Nubuwa. Why are you going to Mirza? Why are you going to Mirza? What about those kuffar who were attacking the Prophet of Islam? You're behaving like them. Okay, all these things, you know what? They're not doing anything. They are not doing anything. We're not stopping. Yeah.
We've been here discussing that for 8 hours. We've been discussing those prophecies for 6 hours and 41 minutes.
So, and if you have noticed throughout this conversation, throughout this 6 hour or nearly 7 hours of stream, we have been using the Quran and Hadith against you, but you're so dumb. Sorry,
I haven't heard a single Quranic ayat from you.
Sorry,
other than the ones we've quoted.
You did not. I'll tell you the ones I used. I can give you them now, right now. Okay.
No. Let's move on. Usama, this will not end.
Yeah.
Adnan. This is. Yeah. You know, to be honest.
Hashimai, okay. I want to say something important.
You can let Usama go. No problem. We can end
the stream. Thank you very much.
Let's do Makana Muhammadun Aba.
Thank you very much, Usama. Thank you.
Hashimai, I want
to say something. Don't run. Don't run. Makana Muhammadun Aba Ahdin.
I'm running.
Hashimai.
Yeah, go on. MTS. MTS.
Usama, allow me to speak. Usama.
Don't run. Let's do it.
Imtiaz.
Sorry? Okay. Carry on.
Imtiaz. Okay. Let's run.
Okay. Listen, brother. Okay. First of all, one thing is being said by many of them. They said that, oh, why are you discussing these prophecies? Usama, please listen very carefully. I have the quotation. Mirza Sahib said, I have given three prophecies concerning three nations. Number one, prophecy of Lake Ram for the Hindus, all the Hindus covered in this prophecy. The prophecy of Abdullah Atam for all the Christians. And guess what? The prophecy of Muhammadi Begum for the Muslims, non-Ahmadis. Okay, brother? So these three prophecies. And guess what? I have read Mirza's book. I don't want to make a big claim, but I can tell you sometimes 16, 17 hours a day. Okay? My brother, these books are on my fingertips. Okay? Mirza Sahib has spent 50% of his literature on these three prophecies. 50% of his literature, okay? Whichever book you open, pages after pages, and you saying these are not important, that's 1 point. Second point, okay, Alhamdulillah, I don't want to be a Khabib, but I have finished your boy, Razi. I have given him a challenge, and I repeat my challenge. Razi can never come in front of me to discuss the research of the Khulafa, that the Mirza was born in 1835. I want to repeat my challenge. Your boy is finished. Okay, brothers? Now, second thing, very important. Now I'm going to finish Usama as well. Okay? Usama said that why don't you discuss the Aqeedah, the belief? Guess what? Give me the time and date. I am going to discuss with you. Listen. I'm going to discuss with you the Aqeedah of Zilli and Buruzi Nabi. We are going to focus on the Quran from the Quran. I will prove there is no such thing as Zilli or Buruzi Nabi, and you have to prove from the Quran
absolutely.
That there is such thing as Zilli.
Not in this stream.
Okay, because wait, the reason I said this,
it has been like 2-3 times that Ahmadis are giving us, you know, this thing, oh, you don't discuss the
absolutely.
Aqaid. Guess what?
Absolutely.
We are going to discuss the Aqaid and we'll begin with the Aqeedah of Zilli and Buruzi Nabi.
No, listen, forget all that. Tell me, can there be a prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
All right, guys, thank you.
Let's do this debate.
Usama, thanks a lot. Let's move on. Come on, guys.
Okay.
We'll be here all night otherwise.